Amen, amen, amen. We have come into this house to gather in his name and worship him. Worship him, Christ our Lord. We have gathered on Let's Do a Radio for Sunday service, sponsored by none other than doitallinthemall.com, owned and operated by Sharon Salisbury Frazier for over 13 years. Great day in the afternoon and welcome worldwide listeners. Today is Sunday, May 2nd, 2021. I am your hostess, Miss Inez, owner and fashion designer of Anais Valcou Designs, broadcasting to you worldwide. All entrepreneurs from Do It All in the Mall can be found on the homepage under the client section as well as on their website, where you can securely shop 24/7 for anything you need, as well as great listening entertainment wherever you may be. John 3:17, for God sent his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Acts 3:26. Unto you first God, having raised up his Son Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from his iniquity. Galatians 4:4. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law. Galatians 4:6. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, which means Father. 1 John 4:9 and 4:10. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God has sent his holy begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. This is the first Sunday of May, and we will be fellowshipping with you in communion. So what a fellowship. So please ensure you have your communion elements, wafers, crackers, juice, water, or wine, whatever you want to partake at the time of communion. Yes, yes, yes.
We do not own the rights to any information or music you hear at Let's Do It Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. We will now have an invocation by Reverend Eric Broadway. I believe he's on the line. Reverend Broadway?
Amen. Heavenly Father, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus, just saying thank you for all that you have allowed us to see, hear, touch, and be, oh God. So we just come asking your forgiveness of our sins and ask that you restore a right relationship with all of us, so that we can be in proper fellowship with you, O God. Fill us with your Spirit. You are welcome in this place. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Heavenly Dove, and fall fresh in this place now. In the mighty name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen.
And we'll have a song, We Have Come Into This House. Amen.
Okay. We have come into this house.
Yes,
gathered
yes.
in his name to worship him.
Yes.
We have come to this house, gathered in his name to worship
him. Come on, say it.
We have come.
Yes.
Gathered to worship.
Hallelujah. Say it one more time. We've come into this house. We have come. Glory. Gathered in his name to worship him. Is that why you've come this morning? Come on, say it. We have come. Come on, say it. To worship. Come on, say it like you mean it. We have come. Come on. Gathered all to worship Christ our Lord. Oh, word. Oh, yeah, Christ. Come on. So forget about yourself this morning. So forget. Concentrate on him. And worship him. Said from your spirit. So forget about yourself this morning. So forget. Concentrate on him. And worship him. Bless your name, God. So forget about yourself. Come on. So forget. Concentrate on him. And worship and worship and worship and worship. Hallelujah. Oh, worship him. Christ, come on, Christ. Hallelujah. Let us lift up holy hands. Let magnify his name and worship him. Let us lift up holy hands this morning. Worship him. Christ. Hallelujah. Our Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, say. Somebody say, worship him. Hallelujah. Christ. Anybody know he's worthy to be praised? He's worthy of the glory. He's worthy of the honor. Come on, worship him this morning. Worship. Christ our Lord. From the rising of the sun unto the setting of the same, his name is worthy to be praised. Come on and worship him. Clap your hands in this place. Clap your hands, oh ye people. Shout out to God with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Yes, now will everybody please bow their heads while we have a word of prayer by Reverend Lil Broadway.
Precious Lord, we just come this evening thanking you, Lord God, thanking you for this day that you have allowed us to be in. And Father God, we thank you for your spirit. We thank you for Jesus, our Savior. We thank you, Lord God, for your great love, your mercy, and your grace. We thank you that we can call on you in the time of trouble, that you will supply that we stand in need of. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for all that you do for us. And as we come today, Lord God, we come with thanksgiving in our heart and on our mind, knowing, Heavenly Father, that we can do nothing without you. So we are calling your Holy Ghost, hallelujah, to make the intercession for us. But we know not what to pray. And we're calling on your Spirit, Lord, to walk with us day by day, minute by minute. We're calling on your Spirit, Heavenly Father, to help us to do those things that you have assigned to us to do in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord, we can't do without you. We need your help in everything that we attempt to do. So we ask you today, Father God, that you will help us, that you fill us even more fuller with your Holy Ghost. We ask it in Jesus' name. And he has said whatever we ask in his name that you, Father, would do. So, oh, Lord, we just thank you now. We thank you for filling us even more. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you do for us. We thank you how you have blessed us day by day, protected us from hurt, harms, and dangers, how you have kept us, Lord God, how you have led, guided, and directed us. We just give you all the praise and all the glory. Now I ask that you will prepare each and every one that is able to hear my voice, Lord, that you will prepare us and condition us by your word in the name of Jesus, that you will raise up the preacher today, oh, hallelujah, and allow her to preach like she never preached before. I ask that you will remove all jitteriness, that you will move all uneasiness, that you will just allow her to ask in your spirit, not look to the left nor the right, but to just see you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord God, I ask that your word will go forth and that it will break down stony hearts, that it will push them aside, and that they will be filled with fleshly hearts, whereby you can be their God and they can be your people. I ask you, oh gracious Father, that you will just send your spirit into this world once again, that it will help We need you, Lord God, here in this land. We need your Holy Ghost touching and drawing men and women, boys and girls, Lord God. Oh, Lord, to come to Jesus. There is trouble, and there is an enemy in the camp, Lord. And we, Lord God, need Jehovah Sabaoth, for deliverance. Yes, oh, yes, we do, Lord. So we call on you today. You will send your Holy Ghost, oh Lord God, to draw the people up, to turn them from a wicked way, the mighty name of Jesus, help them to come to know and understand, oh Lord, that without you, they can do nothing, they will never ever be successful. Oh, Lord, trying to do things on their own. Doesn't matter who they may be, whether they are high or whether they are low. Oh, Lord, that they still, oh, Lord, cannot do nothing without you. Draw us, Lord. I pray today that you draw us. Oh, I realize that time is winding down. We don't have time as we once had. Oh, Lord, I pray for the lost souls today will have great mercy. Hallelujah. And that you will continue to save. Lord, call them out of darkness. Help them to enter in your marvelous light. In Jesus' name, I give you all the praise and the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord God. Oh, Lord God, that you'll help us to make it into heaven and be able to spend eternal life with you. Oh, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, let the church be. Amen.
Now, if you didn't get encouraged by that prayer,
that's it.
Y'all did. You know what I mean? So if you didn't get encouraged by that prayer, or at least, you know, start raising up in your chair, we're going to have a word of encouragement by Reverend Rodney McCall.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so very much. Mm-hmm. I'm encouraged. I believe that the heavens have heard that prayer. I believe the heavens have heard that prayer. Thank you, Reverend Leo. God be the glory. Well, I want to continue to encourage us for this week. Psalms Division 150 says, "Praise the Lord, praise God in His sanctuary, praise Him in His mighty heavens. Praise Him for His mighty deeds. Praise Him according to His excellence." Then it talks about praising Him with every instrument in the band and every instrument in the orchestra. And then finally, in the final verse says, "But let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord." So I want to remind us as we go into this week that God is worthy of all of our praise, that God is worthy. I know we already know that, but I just want to remind us. And this is in the form of encouragement that God is worthy of all of our praise. Songwriter says, "Praise is what I do. Praise is what I do. When I want to get close to you, I lift my hands in praise. I vow to praise you through the good and through the bad. I'll praise you whether I'm happy or I'm sad. God is worthy of all of our praise. Grace is the unmerited favor of God." So in other words, we can say it like this. Grace is the undeserving favor of God, because we really didn't deserve grace, but grace was what we got. Imagine this. Caught standing over a dead body with a smoking gun. Just imagine. Don't do it. Just imagine. Imagine caught standing over a dead body with a smoking gun. Our punishment should be very severe if that's the case. Well, imagine this too, standing before God without a defense. Standing before God without a defense. Our punishment should have been death, but because of God's grace and God's mercy, God said, "No, I'm not going to give them death, but I'm going to give them life. And not only am I going to give them life, but I will give them life more abundantly." Glory to His name. You know what? I have worked with folk, and I'm about to close. I work with folk who work all day long and don't do nothing at work. They try to hide, duck, dodge, and do anything they can to get out of work. At the end of the week, they don't even deserve a paycheck. I have taught school, and I've seen kids come to school and don't do nothing all day but eat lunch. They don't even deserve to be marked present. But let me tell you something. God is not like that, because God is worthy of all of our praise. I heard it said, if God never does another thing, if He closed up heaven and never does another thing, God is still worthy of all of our praise. So this week, be reminded how worthy God is of all of our praise. It says everything that has breath, and if you go through this week breathing, then you are part of the everything, and you and I certainly deserve to be giving God praise. If He wakes us up in the morning, if He don't, hopefully we'll wake up in heaven. But if He wakes us up in the morning, we certainly should be giving God all of the praise. It says, praise Him in the sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. Praise Him for His mighty deeds. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. All of the orchestra praise Him. All of the band praise Him. And then let everything
come on,
that
praise
has
him.
Death. Praise the Lord. Lord, we thank you for this encouragement.
Everything.
And we pray that you would allow us to remember on this week that you are worthy and deserving of all of our praise, oh God. And we're not going to give nothing else or nobody else or no thing. We're going to give you all of the praise. So help us to be obedient to giving you praise on this week. And these are the words that you are giving to encourage all of us that we ought to remember you in our praise on this week. In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. We were talking earlier about the dogs. They
I asked Reverend Carolyn, I said, Reverend Carolyn, are the dogs going to cry out for you? So when Reverend Rodney said that, it was like, that's what made me laugh, because it's like everybody's trying to cry out for the Lord. So she had to put three dogs in because they said, we don't want to be out there. We want to be in here with you so we can praise the Lord. So amen, everybody. Amen. All right now. We're going to hear some J-Moss, God's Got It. So let's listen to some, clap your hands, you know, be happy, you know, be thankful that you are here and that you don't have that smoking gun or you're not, you know, naked in front of God without your blessing. So we're going to say God's Got It.
Amen.
God's got this. Yes, sir.
Yo, P, they ain't ready. It's the new swag, baby. Woke up this morning and I told myself, not gonna worry about what I cannot help. People dying innocently, hate is spreading rapidly. I'm not talking apathy, but some things God's gotta
work.
Whoa, he's gotta, yeah. Check it out.
Yes, he does. I ain't gonna worry. I ain't going to worry about the cash in the bank. I ain't going to worry because I don't have any gas in my tank. I ain't going to worry what I don't have control over. You know why?
That's
God's
right.
Got it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, everybody.
Amen.
I want the church to say
amen.
The church on the line, say amen.
Amen.
We got a few folks out there. Come on, say amen now.
Amen.
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 God's
all
got
right
it.
Now.
Amen.
Come on. Come on. God's got it. If we don't have it, who does?
Mm-hmm.
God's got it.
God's got it.
And for
that's
those
it.
Of you
amen.
Who have not had the pleasure of hearing our speaker, I call her Sister Reverend Mrs. Carolyn McCullough. She says, why you say all them names? Because that's who you are. You all of those wonderful things. You're a mother, you're a reverend, you're a sister. You're just all that and a bag of chips, and you've got it. So Reverend Carolyn McCrae McCullough is the third of seven children born to the late Mr. Edison McCrae and Mrs. Seraphine Hicks McCrae of King Street, South Carolina. Reverend McCullough received many degrees, a Bachelor of Social Work degree from Benedict College of Columbia, South Carolina, a Master of Social Work, so she can deal with us, because God, if she don't have it, God's got it, from the University of South Carolina, and a Master of Divinity degree from Perkins School of Theology at Southern Methodist University in Dallas, Texas. And Reverend Carolyn McCullough is a licensed master social worker, a LMSW in the state of Texas, specializing in the area of geriatric social work in the health care and serving in the ministry with her husband, Reverend Rodney McCullough. Reverend McCullough enjoys preaching and teaching God's word to God's people and has committed her life to kingdom building and service for the master. Her favorite biblical passage is Philippians 4:7. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all, not just some, but to all. You know why? The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Because if you ask not, because you don't have. So when you ask God, you'll get. You know why? Because God's got it. If we don't have it, you ask. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. I can't get
amen.
No amen from y'all.
Amen.
Okay. I know I'm not the only
amen.
One online. Come on now.
Amen.
This next
amen.
Song is by Regina Bell. Before Reverend McCullough speaks, God is good, because God's got it. We're just hearing about God all today. And so after we hear from Regina Bell, God is good, we're going to have Reverend Carolyn speak to us what the Lord has given to her to give and impart upon us. Amen, everyone?
Amen.
Amen.
Our, that's what I want to hear, because, you know, we're being recorded, so we just don't want to, I just don't want to hear myself speaking all the time, because I know we got good
amen.
People out there, because God's got it.
Amen.
Amen.
God's got it.
Amen.
Amen.
God is good.
Woo-hoo, amen.
All right.
Amen.
Amen. I know that God, my God.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Oh, 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 God. That he got my head, God is good.
thinking is controlled by the spirit, there is life and peace. There is life and peace. Can you hear me? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. But if their thinking is controlled by the spirit, there's a life and peace.
Amen.
When people's thinking is controlled by their sinful self, they are against God because they refuse to obey God's law and really are not even able to obey God's law. Those people who are ruled by their sinful selves cannot please God. But you who are not ruled by your sinful selves, you are ruled by the Spirit. If the Spirit of God really lives in you, but the person who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to Christ. Your body will always be dead because of sin. But if Christ is in you, then the Spirit gives you life because Christ made you right with God. God raised Jesus from the dead. And if God's Spirit is living in you, he will also give life to your bodies that die. God is one who raised Christ from the dead, and he will give life through his Spirit that lives in you. So my brothers and sisters, we must not be ruled by our sinful selves or live the way our sinful selves want. If you use your lives to do the wrong things your sinful selves want, you will die spiritually. But if you use the Spirit's help to stop doing the wrong things you do with your body, you will have life. You will have true life. I'm sorry. The true children of God are those who are led, those who let God's Spirit lead them. The Spirit we receive does not make us slaves again to fear. It makes us children of God. With the Spirit, we cry out, Father, and the Spirit himself joins with our spirit to say we are God's children. Let us pray.
Mm-hmm.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for giving me another preaching opportunity. And we pray, O Lord, that you will continue to clean me up from all righteousness and renew a right spirit within me, O Lord. Do not allow anything that I've said, anything that I've done to hinder your word from moving forward and doing what you would have your word do today. We ask this in the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen.
Yes,
amen. And I want to share with you during this brief time together God's plan for humankind. And Regina Bell is singing about all of the goodness of what God does for us. Well, you can't experience that goodness unless you've got the Spirit of Christ living within you. And I want you to know that after the sin and disobedience of Adam and Eve, God was always looking for a plan for humankind to be reconciled back to God. You see, sin separates us from God. And most of us do not want to be separated from God. In other words, God does not want to be separated from us, and we do not want to be separated from God. God's plan was always to have us to be free from guilt and shame that comes from being sinful. So God sent himself through his only begotten son, Jesus, to die for the sins of the whole world. Jesus took on the sins that we commit in the flesh and has helped us become free by believing in Jesus and accepting Jesus as our Lord and our Savior. It is through God's grace. It is through God's grace that all of us are made free from sin and death. You heard Reverend Rodney talking about the smoking gun earlier. Although we will die, we will not remain dead. Listen to what I'm saying.
Amen.
Although we will die, we will not remain dead. Those who have already died in Christ are going to be caught up first when he returns. And they're going to meet us in the air along with Jesus. And so we thank God for that. So although we will die, we will not remain dead. We will live again after death. And this life will be forever. So when we accept Jesus as our Lord and our Savior, we can allow Romans 8, 1 through 16 to become activated in our lives. What good is the word if the word is not activated in our lives? So now, those who are in Christ Jesus are not judged guilty. So when you're feeling guilty about something after you've given your life to Christ, you got to know that is an attack of the enemy because Christ has already made you right with God.
That's right.
When in Christ, we are not made to feel guilty. When we are trying to live according to the Spirit, you will not feel guilty. And if you do, just know that is not of Christ. That is of the devil. Through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit that brings life made me free from the law that brings sin and death. The law was given for us to follow, but because oftentimes we are living in the flesh rather than the Spirit, we remain guilty in our sins. But once we have the Spirit of the Lord living inside of us, it becomes easier to live by the Spirit and not by the flesh. What am I saying? I'm saying to you, if you're living this life in the flesh, it is not even possible for you to live by the Spirit. Why? Because verse number 3 said, the law was what? Without power. Because the law was made weak by our sinful selves, the law had no power. But God did what the law could not do. Isn't that a great God? He did what the law could not do. So he sent his own son to the earth with the same human life that others use for sin. So Jesus was in human form just as you and I are in human form. Yet he knew no sin. So his son came to the earth, and by sending his son to be an offering to pay for sin, God used a human life, the human life of Jesus, to destroy sin. Hallelujah. He allowed his only begotten son to be hung on a cross. Hallelujah.
That's
they stretched him high. They stretched him wide. He hung his head, and then he died. It was because of him taking on the sins of the entire world. This is what he did for us. So the Lord did not have any power, but the Spirit has given us power to do what is right. We cannot live right without the Holy Spirit living inside of us. This is why God sent Jesus for us, to be able to live according to the Spirit and not according to the flesh. And as Reverend Rodney leads us in communion today, you will hear something like this. He came so that he would be what? The perpetuation of our sins. Hallelujah. That's what he came for. So if we have not accepted Jesus as our Lord and our Savior, we are still dead in our sins. So if you're listening today, saints, and you have not made Jesus your choice, you are still dead in your sins. We are living according to the flesh. In other words, the flesh is what's directing you how to live rather than the Holy Spirit. So we are going to do what the flesh wants to do rather than what the Spirit wants us to do. The flesh, hear me good when I say this, the flesh is only capable of doing what is wrong.
But the Spirit, the Spirit is only capable of doing what is right. So do I want to live a life, or do I want to live in the Spirit? Do I want to live my life in the flesh, or do I want to live my life in the Spirit? The answer is I want to live in the Spirit. And the only way for me to live in the Spirit is for me to accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Romans 10 and 9 says, if you use your mouth to say Jesus is Lord, and if you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you will be saved. These are serious times, saints, and all that I do is intended to help you, and is intended to help me not miss Jesus.
Amen.
I want to make sure that all of us understand what it takes to make Jesus our Lord and Savior. A life with Jesus can be a life free from sin, of guilt, and shame. A life with Jesus can be a life free from eternal death. A life with Jesus is a life free from following what we think as we follow our sinful selves, but a life following after the Spirit of God. He did this so that we could be the kind of people the law correctly wants us to be. He wanted us to be perfect in him. After Adam and Eve sinned, there was no perfection. Now there is perfection. A life with Jesus, hallelujah, is free.
Amen.
But a life following after the Spirit of God is only what will make us free. So those who live following their sinful selves think only about things that their sinful selves want. But those who live following the Spirit are thinking about the things the Spirit wants them to think about. So your flesh, hallelujah, will make you do things that feel good and taste good, but your Spirit wants you to be liberated. Your Spirit wants you to be free from anything that brings us sadness, madness, and badness. While the things our flesh wants may feel and taste good, it is only temporary, but the things of the Spirit is permanent and will have us a lifelong of joy, peace, and happiness.
Man.
Am I saying that life will be a bed of roses? Absolutely not. But he will guide us to live and to give us peace as we are experiencing the troubles that will come in our lives. Verse number 6 says it
says,
if people's thinking is controlled by the sinful self, there is death. But if their thinking is controlled by the Spirit, hallelujah, there is life and peace. So when we live by our sinful self, there is eternal death. And when we die, we will remain dead. And while we live, everything around us is dead. Who wants to live and be dead and then die and still be dead? None of us do. When we are in our sins, whether alive or dead, we are still what? Dead. I choose life, and I want you to choose life as well. When people's thinking is controlled by the sinful self, they are against God. I will say that again. When people's thinking is controlled by the sinful self, they are against God because they refuse to obey God's law and really are not able to obey God's law. Verse number 7 is very clear. When we are controlled by our own thinking, we are against God. Who wants to be against God? I don't. Not my creator. Not the one who died for me. Not the one who provides for me. Not the one who protects me and makes sure I have everything I need. The one who sacrificed everything for me. The very least I can do is accept the free, unmerited gift that God has given me.
Amen.
Those people who are ruled by their sinful selves cannot please God. I do not want God to view me as a person so full of myself that I cannot please him.
Huh.
I don't want God to view
well,
me as a selfish person who is full of self. But when I am being ruled by my sinful self, that is how I'm being viewed by God. I'm not saying this. The scripture is saying it. And the scripture says those people who are ruled by their sinful selves cannot what? Please God. This is great revelation for us today, because I believe if I asked you the question, do you want to please God? All of us would say, yes, I want to please God. But many of us are not doing what it takes to please God. So when
we accept Jesus
as our Lord and our Savior, we are no longer ruled by the flesh, but we are ruled by the Spirit. But not ruled by your sinful selves. You are ruled by the Spirit, if that Spirit of God really lives in you. So what the Scripture is telling us, that there should have been a change. When you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you should have changed. And that change is a transformation that takes place. You are no longer your own. You were bought with a price. And the price was Jesus' blood and righteousness.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Church, we cannot have it both ways. We cannot allow our own selves to rule and live according to the Spirit. You can either have one or the other. So the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us today, choose today. Which is it? Will you choose me today, or will you continue to be ruled by your own self? I'm going to say that again. Choose today which it is. Will you choose me today, or will you continue to be ruled by your own self?
Come on.
Your body will always be dead because of sin. Do you want to remain dead, or do you want to live? But if Christ is in you, then the Spirit gives you life, because Christ made you right with God. And it's his death, burial, and resurrection is what makes it possible for us to be made right with God. So if you choose Christ today, then the Spirit will give you life. Christ made you right with God. Christ has already paid the price. Christ and Christ alone. Your debt is already paid. It's paid in full.
Yes.
You don't have to give anything. You don't have to do nothing. Only thing you have to do is accept him as your Lord and Savior. And then you will begin to live this life in Christ Jesus and allowing his Spirit to work with you. Verses number 11 through 16 makes it real clear. God raised Jesus from the dead, and if God's Spirit is living in you, he will also give life to your bodies that die. All he's saying is, if God raised Jesus from the dead, once you die, you're going to be raised from the dead also.
That's right.
God is the one who raised Christ from the dead, and he will give life through his Spirit that lives in you. So, my brothers and sisters, we must not be ruled by our sinful selves or live the way our sinful selves want. If you want to use your life to do the wrong things your sinful selves want, you will die spiritually. But if you use the Spirit's help to stop doing the wrong things you do, your body will have true life. The true children of God are those who let God's Spirit lead them. The Spirit we receive does not make us slaves to sin. So you're not a slave to anything. That's why it starts off in the first verse saying that we are what? Those who are in Christ Jesus are not judged guilty. And then there, another version says, therefore there is no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. Jesus does not make us feel bad. So the true children of God are those who let God's Spirit lead them. Are you willing to let God's Spirit lead you today? And if you are, the spirit we receive is not going to make us slaves again to fear.
Right.
Hmm.
And the opposite of faith is what? Fear. Whatever you fear is going to keep you in bondage in the name of Jesus. I remember I was so earthly afraid of those little geckos. And one of the things that the Lord showed me was I have to face those geckos. And so I started looking at them, and I started sizing them up. And I started, after I started looking at them, then I felt myself not being quite so much afraid. Hallelujah. And the Spirit himself joins with our spirits to say we are children of God. And if you are a child of God, then you can say what it says, hallelujah, in Psalm 23. The Lord is what? My shepherd. I shall not want. Whatever I need, I already have it. And so he's ready for us to start living that liberated free life that he allowed his only begotten son, Jesus, to die on the cross so that all of us would be free in Jesus. Amen.
Man.
I pray that you are blessed and the Lord will continue to move and have his being in you as you continue to grow in grace. Praise God. So choose him today, church.
Amen.
Choose him today.
Amen. See, hurry up into God's plan for humankind, taken from Romans 8, 1 through 16. See, God has a plan. He didn't just put us on the earth and just say, you know, he has a plan for every one of us. Does he not?
Amen.
He has a plan for each and every one of us. Either choose him this day or you go astray. One way or the other.
Amen.
It's not that deep, brother.
Right. Hurry up
Hello?
And choose him.
Hello?
That's it.
Hello?
That's
okay,
it.
Because time is winding up. I was trying to figure out, do I want to play Time is Winding Up? Do I want to play this? Do I want to play? I'm just trying to. But I had God Provides by Tamla Mann. So let's hear what Tamla has to say. It was a pretty song.
Because he's already provided. Praise God.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
God provides. So why do I worry about my life?
Come
when
on now.
You come to my rescue a thousand times. Every other voice it is a lie. God provides. God provides. In ways I can't explain and can't deny, the little that I have he multiplies. Just when I feel he won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you. And test everything you thought you knew. Now you finally see what God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Watch God provide. God provides. It's hard to say when there's no food to eat, or what you see feels all that life will be. And will this be another year of misery for me? God provides.
God provides. Amen.
That's pretty.
You don't have to go too much deeper than that. God provides. Amen. 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 Invitation to this Christian discipleship, Reverend Rodney. This, you know, just do it. Just do it.
Amen. 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 What a word. What a word. What a word. What a word. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declare the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. And so I thank God for that word, because it went right along with that scripture as well. And God do have a plan. And trust me, it's not a plan to hurt, but it's a plan to help. It's a plan not of evil,
that's right,
but a plan that will bless us. So I want to extend now an invitation for someone to come and maybe give their lives to Christ. If anybody's under the sound of my voice who have not done that, you know, all of us probably can realize that time is really winding down. And I know nobody knows the day nor the hour, not even Jesus. He says, my Father knows who is in heaven. But I just believe we all got inkling, we've got a feeling that time is winding down, and I don't want to be caught. As she was preaching, as Reverend Carolyn was preaching, I don't want to be on the wrong side when Jesus comes.
Right.
I want to be found serving him. I want to be found knowing him as my Savior. So I want to extend an invitation.
Yes.
And all I'm trying to say to you right now is that if you don't know him as a Savior, we can pray together today. And you can come to know him as a Savior. It won't take a magic wand, or it don't take a genie, or it don't take us saying any crazy words. All we have to say is what's in the Bible. All we have to give you is God's word. God's word says if you confess with your mouth and if you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died but yet lives, then it says you will be saved. I heard it in her sermon. She used those words in her sermon. If you don't know him, but you want to know him, I want you to just pray. I'm going to pray for, you don't have to repeat after me. If you don't know him, but want to know him, I'm going to pray a prayer. And as I'm praying this prayer, all I want you to do is say, you can say it out loud or you can say it in your heart, Lord, I want to accept you as my Lord and my Savior. Come into my life and save me and be Lord of my life. Just say those words, and you don't have to repeat them as I did, but just the context of it, the context of it needs to be, Lord, I'm a sinner. Come into my life and save me. If you say those words and you mean it, then Christ will come into your life and save you.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we pray now that there might be somebody out there who don't know you as a Savior. So we extend this invitation, oh God, and I pray that people are praying in their heart, people are praying out loud. I pray that people are calling on your name right now, because we all are saved by grace, oh God. So if someone hasn't accepted you as their Lord and their Savior today, we implore them, oh God. We press them, we push them, oh God. We beg them, because this thing is worth begging folks to do, oh God. That's just how serious it is, oh God. So we pray now that you will do the join, as your word said, because we certainly have lifted you up, and we will continue to lift you up. Now you do the join, oh God. There might be somebody, I don't care, it might be a boy, it might be a girl, it might be a man, it might be a woman out there who don't know you as a Savior.
Mm-hmm.
Out in video land, listening, oh God. And somebody might have thought that they just were going to sit down beside somebody who had their phone attached and who was listening. They really wasn't going to get involved or get, you know, they didn't want to really do or say a whole lot, but after the preached word and the spirit of God, they feel in their spirit that they need to come closer. So I pray right now, oh God, if that's you, if that individual I'm speaking of is you, that you will draw closer. You will draw near. The word said, if we draw near, you'll draw near to us. So I pray right now.
Yeah.
Someone has accepted Christ as their Lord and their Savior.
Yes. Amen.
Not only is he Lord in their stages, but I want us to make him Lord of our lives. once we make him Lord of our lives, we can begin to submit our lives unto him. So, Lord, I thank you.
Yeah.
I thank you for the work being done, and I thank you for those who have accepted you today. Although my eyes can't see them, my ears can't hear them, I speak and believe it by faith that there have been those who have accepted you today. And now I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
In his precious name. Amen. Amen. And you all can always join Reverend Carolyn and Reverend Rodney on Wednesday night Bible study. If you know, at 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m. Eastern, you know, to even hear more about God, about the Bible, about Bible study. And it's every other week. So they spoke last week, and this week we have something different. So, you know, always check the schedule, because it's always good to have that gospel background, someone that you can kind of lean to if you don't understand something. So don't hesitate. You can always hit the contact us information on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall if you have questions as well. So now we get to have Holy Communion. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Reverend Rodney.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Tamla Mann said, the little that I have, God multiplies.
Mm-hmm.
The little that we have,
God
will take
and
multiply. God provides. And God is providing this opportunity for us to share in Holy Communion. It's all because of God that we can have Holy Communion. It's only because of God that we can take Holy Communion. It's only because of God that we can share in the broken body and blood that was only because of God. It's only because God sent this Son, Jesus Christ. So, Lord, we thank you. Thank you for allowing us to be able to participate in this Holy Communion service. And it is indeed a service. We thank you, oh God, because you sent Jesus to die. And because you sent Jesus to die, we today can participate in Holy Communion. And we know there's power in Holy Communion, there's healing in Holy Communion, there's deliverance in Holy Communion. Whatever we stand in need of, it can be obtained through Holy Communion. Thank you, oh God, for providing. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
If any person sins, y'all know we have an advocate with the Father and Jesus Christ, the righteous. And he is the propitiation. I heard that in the sermon as well. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for our only, but for the sins of the whole world. Wherefore, you that truly and earnestly repent of your sins and are in love and charity with your neighbors, can't go around hitting your neighbors now, and intend to lead a new life, following the commandments of God, not your own commandments, but following the commandments of God, and walking from henceforth in his holy way. The word says, draw near with faith and take the holy sacrament to your comfort. Kneeling and make your most humble confession to Almighty God. And at this point, all who are on the line, on radio, and intend to take and share in Holy Communion, I want you to pray a prayer of forgiveness in your heart. Because I'm going to read the general confession, but since we all don't have the text in front of us to read along, I'm going to read it. But I want you to pray a prayer, because all this is all we're doing at this point is saying, Lord, forgive me of my sins. Because we can't come into his presence and take Holy Communion with sin in our heart. And so we're asking forgiveness. And so we all need to ask forgiveness of sin. So as I'm praying, in your own way, you can ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins, those you know about and those you don't know about. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all people, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed. And we have committed them by thought, we have committed them by words, and we have committed them by deeds. Divine majesty, provoking it most just in your wrath and indignation against us, we do earnestly repent and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievous to us. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us. Most merciful Father, for your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake. Forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please you in the newness of life, to the honor and glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of your great mercy has promised forgiveness of sins to all them that with heartily repentance and true faith turns to you, have mercy upon us, pardon and deliver us from all of our sins, confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and bring us to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Again, amen. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And y'all, we do not presume to come to this holy table, to the Lord's holy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercy. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table. For you are the same, Lord, whose prophet is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that we may grow, we may live and grow, thereby that we wash through his most precious blood, we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of your tender mercy did give your only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, made there by his oblation of himself, he once offered a full, perfect, and a sufficient sacrifice, oblation and satisfaction for sins of the whole world, and did institute in his holy gospel, command us to continue perpetual memory of his precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we humbly beseech you, and grant that we, receiving your creatures of bread and wine, according to your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ's holy institution, and in remembrance of his death and his passion, partakers of his most blessed body and blood, who in the same night, not the next night, but who in the same night he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and he gave it to his disciples, saying, take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink you all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you, and not only for you, but for many, for the remissions of sins. It says, do this as often as you drink it. Do it in remembrance of me. It is very right and meek in our bounding duty that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God. Therefore, with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, we laud and we magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, holy, 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 Lord God of hosts.
Yes.
Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Glory be to you, O Lord, Most High. And those who are prepared to participate in Holy Communion in the Lord's Supper, the Eucharist, I want you to take now what you have representing the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, your bread substance, your bread element, whatever it is you have that's representing Jesus' body. I want you to take it in your hand. The body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, which was given for you and for me to preserve our souls and our bodies all the way to everlasting life. I want you to take it and eat it. And as you eat it, I want you to be reminded that Christ died for you. And let us feed on him in our hearts.
Yeah.
So thank you. Thank you, Lord. Now
thank
take
you.
The cup. Likewise, after supper, Jesus took the cup. Likewise, after supper, Jesus took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which was shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. So the blood of Jesus Christ was shed for you. It was shed to preserve your body and your soul all the way to everlasting life. Please take and drink. If you already haven't yet, please take and drink. And as you drink this, please be reminded that Christ's blood was shed for you. And let us all together be so ever thankful.
Amen.
The Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Yeah.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but please deliver us from all evil. For you are the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and forever. Amen. And now we have the benediction for this Holy Communion, this Holy Communion service. And the benediction is, may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, all of our hearts and our minds and in the knowledge and in the love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the blessings of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, may be among you and remain with you always. Lord, we thank you. Again, we just thank you for the blessed opportunity to be able to share in Holy Communion, because you gave us this chance, and we don't want to take it lightly or for granted. Thank you so very much. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. It's the point I want to say, what a fellowship. What a joy divine. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Amen. Amen. Did we have church today, y'all? Did we have some good service?
Yes, we've had church.
We had some good service today. God's plan for humankind, not just womankind, not just mankind, but humankind, because that's what we are. We are the human race, not the man race, not the woman race, but the human race, as Reverend Carolyn said. God's got a plan for us. And in the background, I have God's Plan by Drake. I'm not playing his music, but playing his beat, but... You know, it was a wonderful day. It was a wonderful service. I mean, you know, you just have to give your life to God and let him take over. Because God provides for everything. And what did Jaymar say? I ain't going to worry about cash in the bank. I ain't going to worry about gas in the tank. What I ain't got, God's got it. Can I have everybody say it? God's got it. God's got it. What did I say? God's got it. Can I hear my listeners? God's got it. Because you don't have to worry about anything. You give your life to Christ, you don't have to worry about none. Because God's got you. He's got your back. He's got everything. You don't need to worry about nothing. Or should I say nothing? N-U-T-T-I-N. Nothing. Because God's got it. Tamla Man said God provides. So what you worried about? Yeah. What are we worried about?
God's got it.
What do we have to worry about? God's got it. Cast all your cares to whom? To God. Because what? God's got it. He's got a plan for each and every one of us.
Oh, yes.
God's got it. Does he not?
Amen.
God cares. Cast every one of your cares, your problems, your issues, your sorrows, everything that you don't think that you can handle, give it up to God. G-O-D to God.
Amen.
You know, he's got it. Does he not?
Yeah.
You know, so why do we should always be smiling. you know, because I'm happy, because God's got it. Why? God's got it.
God's
Why
got
are you worrying?
It.
God's got it.
God's got it.
He's carrying you. You are not walking
back
by yourself.
Back up against the wall. God got it.
Back up against the
God's
wall.
God's got it. Yes. Yes, God's got it. God's right there.
Mm-hmm.
When your enemies are staring you dead in your face, God's got you.
Mm-hmm.
See, you, not you. Yes, not you,
mm-hmm.
but he got you.
Amen.
Hello? Mm-hmm. Can I get an amen from the church?
COVID,
God's got it. God's got a plan for each and every one of us. We just have to follow. Yes,
amen.
We just have to follow that plan.
Still
it's not that hard. Follow me.
No, that's it.
That's all. Follow me, and I got you. Yes? No? Maybe so? Hello? And
Hello?
I know we got Sister Eileen on the phone. Yes, we got Sister Lil, Reverend Lil. We got Reverend Rodney, Reverend Carolyn. I don't know who 9279 is. Who's 9279?
That's Sister Ella from King Street, South Carolina.
Sister Ella.
Man.
Okay, from hometown, King Street.
Yes.
Okay, Sister
yes.
Ella.
I'm Carolyn's
so
oldest
We thank
sister.
Everybody.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Her oldest sister. So, okay, okay,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
okay,
mm-hmm.
sister. Sister's on the line because
mm-hmm.
God's got you. She see, God sent her to have your back in case you fall.
Amen.
Even though you mm-hmm. may not think God's there, but God's got you. So you but didn't even know your sister was on the line, did you, Sister Carolyn?
Yes, yeah, she texted me and said she's
well, God's
gone.
Got you. Okay, okay, okay. And I know we have people out there who's listening from New Orleans and Washington State, California.
Hello.
Some are everywhere. Texas.
Hello.
Some are everywhere.
Mama.
So, yes, God's got everybody out there worldwide. It's just not here in the States. We got Canada. We got China. We got Russia.
Mm-hmm.
We got my girlfriend in Seoul, Korea. We've got folks everywhere. So, you know, God's
Amen.
Got us. You know, God has got us worldwide listeners. And we want to thank Sister Carolyn for that word that she gave us today, God's plan for humankind. You know, you just got to follow his steps. It's not that deep, y'all. It's really not that difficult. So we want to thank you. This has been your hostess, Miss Inez, owner and fashion designer of Anais Alco Design, broadcasting to the worldwide listeners of Let's Do It Radio. And you have been listening to Sunday Service, where you can find this program and all episodes on demand under the banner of Let's Do It Radio, found on the homepage of guess where? DoItAllInTheMall.com. Special thanks to Spread the Word Ministries, Reverend Carolyn McCullough, Reverend Rodney McCullough, Reverend Lil Broadway, Reverend Eric Broadway, Big Sister Ella, and Miss Eileen is out there as well. We want to thank all you for joining on the line with us today and sharing the words that Reverend Carolyn spoke on from Romans 8:1-16. And to all of you, the worldwide listening audience, thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us today. You could have been somewhere else, but you found your way to Let's Do a Radio Sunday Service. And Do It All in the Mall is a secure 24/7 online shopping mall, providing over 5,000 of your favorite stores, as well as stores you may not be familiar with, which is owned by and operated by Sharon Salisbury Frazier for over 13 years. You know what, y'all? We can make this our own Black Wall Street if we wanted to. Come on now. Come on. We can be rich. God's got it, right? We can do this. We just have to shop. Because without you, there wouldn't be us. We need you to make us successful. Because we can put money back into your neighborhoods, back into your communities, but we can't do it without you. And so you can shop for anything you need. You got Target. You got Walmart. You've got TJ Maxx. You've got Legal. Zoom, Legal Ease, Legal This. You can even do your airline reservation. You can rent a car. You can do anything. I'm sorry if this sounds morbid, but you can even order caskets online. Yes, you can order caskets online. Yes, you can. And the religious section, and it has all your items such as Bibles in all languages, religious charms, T-shirts, and there's gift shops and everything in there with anointing oils. And we would love to put your religious products in the mall. So you can do that from the homepage of DoItOnTheMall.com. And complete the contact us information, and voila, send it to us. And when you shop through the mall, we earn a commission, as I was speaking to you about earlier, from all qualified purchases, which goes back where? Into the community. So the more you shop, the more funds we build up, and we're able to return to your community where your money matters. So shop. Mother's Day is coming up, so I'm sure you can find something for Mother's Day. UK's Jewelers from Victoria's Secret. You just go and peruse it. You got women's apparel. You got men's apparel. You got children's apparel. You got Afrocentric. You got anything. Anything you want, it's out there. And if you don't see it, let us know, and we'll be more than happy to, you know what, add it. But we don't know that you're shopping through that mall unless you let us know. Through the contact us information and send. And donations are also welcome, and you can do donations by clicking the donation button on the homepage of DoItAllInTheMall.com. So we want you to tune in, Skype, listen, call, talk with us Tuesdays through Fridays. The telephone number is, get your pen and paper or write it down next to your computer, 845-241-9985. And the normal times, which anything's not normal anymore, is 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern, or 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, depending on who's speaking. And that is this coming Tuesday. We have Savitri Crenshaw. And Wednesday, we have Stephanie Lott, and their times are the 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Thursday, we have Keeping It Real with Sergeant Parks, and his time is 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m. Eastern. And then we have Perry Whaley, Vitiligo Man of Action. He's the same time at 3 p.m., 4 p.m., 5 p.m., and 6 p.m. And then we have a new gentleman, Late Night with Lee Alston. Man, if you weren't with us on this past Friday, you need to go to the Episodes on Demand and listen to him. We had CHUCH, we had Touch. It may not be the kind of church you're used to, but his music was good. It was upbeat. And so just listen, you know, we had romantic, we had jazz, we had inspirational, we had some of everything. And he's out of Freeport, Texas, and he's Gullah Soul Music. And so, you know, just, you know, sometimes just tune in and listen, because you never know who may be speaking unless you go to our Episodes on Demand. So please check in and see what's happening throughout the week. And you're always invited to just listen in on Sundays, as we had first Sundays, Reverend Carolyn McCullough today, second Sundays, which is Mother's Day next week, we have Dr. Ralph Steele. Third Sundays, we have Reverend Carolyn Williamson. Fourth Sundays, we have Reverend Ronnie Marshall. And on the fifth Sundays, we have Reverend Heather Lynn Andrews Watkins. So please share this information with your church members, on your social media, with everybody. Go ahead, spread the word. The bigger the crowd, the broader the spectrum, and the more money we can put back into your communities if you shop to Do It All in the Mall. So we want to thank you all for listening to Let's Do It Radio through DoItAllInTheMall.com. And we pray you receive something uplifting from today's service. So please, please, please be blessed, stay blessed, until we meet again. And may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another, because God's got a plan for humankind. He provides. He's always there. All you have to do is ask. He's not going to deny you, because God's got it. Yes. And so I'm not going to say we're going to close out today, but the next song we're going to play is You Are God Alone. And there's no more to be said. Can I get an amen? Can I get an amen, church?
Amen. Amen.
Can I get an amen? Come on, y'all. If y'all out there.
Amen.
If God is dead, well, you know, God is not dead. God is alive. God is so alive. And so God You are God alone. And so I'm going to be playing songs for probably the next maybe hour. So you want to stay with me and shop through the mall, peruse it. If you don't shop, just look through it and see what's out there, because you may be amazed. You may say, oh, I like this. I may want to come through this. So don't be afraid to just go out there and peruse the website. You are God alone.
Tell one more person, if you're looking for somebody, he's gone. And he don't need nobody else. There's no question of your greatness, nor searching of your power. Oh, the wonder of your glory. To you 40 years is but 1 hour. Your knowledge is all encompassing. To your wisdom there is no end. Oh, for you alone are God. You are God. Is everlasting. Your truth is here always. You are he who was and is to come. Who is he that can number your days? You flung the sun to burn in space, and the night moon borrows light from day. You alone, your God, Elohim, you're everything I need. You are God alone. No one kills the King. All the praise and all the glory. Hallelujah. Pastor Twain tonight. Amen.
Come on, press on in. I wish I had somebody that would help me press. Come on, let's go into the holies of holies. Come on, let's minister to him right now. Get up, don't report, get up. God, we worship your name today. God, we give you glory and honor. Hallelujah, God. There is none like you, there's none like you. I wish I just had a few folk that would open up their mouths and just begin to bless him. Come on, give him the fruit of your lips. Don't tell him about your problems, don't tell him about your trouble. Just begin to minister to our God. Come on, open up your mouth, everybody. Open up your mouth. Lift up those hands. Come on, begin to minister to him. Minister to him. Tell him, God, you're God. You're the only God. You're the only true God. You're altogether lovely. You're altogether wonderful. There is none like you, God. I blow kisses to you. I want to embrace you. I want to show you how much I love you. Come on, for about 30 more seconds. Come on, bless him.
Amen. You are God alone. Amen. 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 Next song is the Soul Seekers featuring Marvin Winans. It's All God. It's all centered around today's topic, God's plan for humankind. Mm-hmm.
house I can claim. Clothes in my closet, I've got a bed for my head. Shoes for my feet, I've got breath in my body. And if I was just anybody, I'd say it's all good, but I know better. It's all God,
yeah.
But I know better. It's all God. I've got friends I can call when I need help. I've got family when I fall to pick me up. I've got a bed for my head, shoes for my feet. I've got breath in my body. And if I was just anybody, I'd say it's all good. But I know better.
Bible says in Psalm 27 and 13, David said, I had fainted lest I had believed to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. And what we come to understand and know that even when it doesn't look good, it works for the good. To all those that are called according to his purpose, help me say,
it's all good.
It's all God.
All God.
Everything going on in my life.
All good.
And it's all God.
All God.
Had a few hills to climb.
All good.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
It's all God.
I don't know what you face tonight. But I know it's all.
He's God all by himself. He don't need no help. He's God all by himself.
Years ago, growing up in the sanctified church, I was told that God was God all by himself. They told me he didn't need anybody's help, that he was God all by himself. Jackson, can you help me sing it?
He's God all by himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's God all by himself.
He's God all by himself.
He doesn't need my help.
He doesn't need my help.
Or anybody.
Anybody.
Yeah.
He's God all by himself.
Yeah. Say it again. He's God all by himself.
He's God all by himself.
Yeah. He's God.
He's God all by himself.
He doesn't need my help.
He doesn't need my help.
Or anybody.
Or anybody.
He's God.
He's God all by himself.
Yeah. Let's take it up. He's God all by himself.
He's God all by himself.
Can I get a witness? He's God.
He's God all by himself.
Yeah. He doesn't need my help.
He doesn't need my help.
Or anybody.
Or anybody.
He's God.
He's God all by himself.
If you're driving in your car, sing it with us.
He's God all by himself.
Maybe you're in your home right now. Come on, sing it with
he
us.
He doesn't need my help.
Or anybody.
Anybody.
He's God.
He's God all by himself.
Yeah. Let's take it up.
He's God all by himself.
Woo. Say it again. He's God all by himself.
He's God all by himself.
Come on, say it with us. He doesn't need.
He doesn't need my help.
Or anybody.
Anybody.
So he's God.
He's God all by himself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's God all by himself.
I'm feeling this. He's God all by himself.
He's God all by himself.
Woo. He doesn't need my help.
Amen. 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 God favored me. Yes, he did, because he's got a plan for humankind.
My testimony, everybody, how God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is patient, caring. Love is kind.
Love is felt most.
Love is felt most when it's genuine.
I had my share
of love abuse,
manipulated,
and its strength
misused.
And I can't help but to give God glory
when I think about my story.
Oh yeah, y'all.
I got a story to tell.
And I know,
you favored
me
because my enemies,
they did try,
but they couldn't triumph
over me.
Yes, they did try,
but it didn't work.
I'm still here. I'm still alive.
I'm still blessed.
On my way to my destiny.
Because the favor of God is on my life.
Let me tell you about love.
Love is patient.
Love is kind.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
I had a whole lot of people in my life
who abused my love.
They manipulated
it
and took the strength
of it
and tried to misuse it.
But I can't help
but to give God glory today
when I think about all I've been through.
And I still came out on the winning side.
I don't know about you, but I know
that he favored me.
Because my enemies,
they did try.
Sing it, y'all.
But they couldn't triumph over me.
Because greater is he that is in me
than he that's in the world.
That's what they did.
That's what they did.
They told
a whole lot of lies.
But God favored me.
My character.
My integrity.
My faith in God. He favored me.
But it would not fall.
Would not bend.
Won't compromise.
God favored me.
I spoke life
and prosperity.
I even spoke health.
He favored me.
They whispered
about me.
They conspired
against me.
They told
a whole lot of
lies on me.
But God favored
me.
My character.
My integrity.
My faith
in God.
He favored
me.
It will not fall.
Not going to
bend.
Won't compromise.
God favored
me.
I speak
prosperity.
And I speak
health.
In question,
but he favored
me.
I promised him
that I wouldn't compromise,
although I was going through.
And I spoke
life,
and I spoke
prosperity,
and I spoke
health.
Yeah.
saying you got faith.
God favored me.
In your trial, in your test, in your hard time, don't worry.
God favored me.
Attack your character, attack your integrity. Don't worry, no, no.
God favored me.
Touch your neighbor, encourage the person next to you. Tell them I got it, tell them I got it. I can say it. Till you will. Say it. Because I got it. Through my crisis. Difficulty. Through my hard times. I found favor. Favor. I got it. I got it. I got it. I got it.
I'll be happy to tell you why.
God favored me.
No longer do I cry when fake friends say goodbye.
God favored me.
Some days the well was dry, but I had the same reply.
God favored me.
Evil wants to bring me down the side.
Hey, God.
But God said again.
Everybody, one more time, everybody, lift your voice all over this world and say, God favors me.
God favors me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. God favors me. Amen. Amen, church. Amen, amen, amen. And Dottie people sing, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is.
Children of Israel, try
Yes, he is. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Even though he's an on-time God, you know what? He can still, Jesus can work it out.
Turn it on, let's be honest.
long as you know Jesus can work it up, you know what? Time is winding up, y'all. Come on, get straight, get right. God's got you. Time is winding up.
You know. Everybody walking around.
Everybody walking around.
Like they just don't care.
Like they just don't care.
You know. Walking around.
Everybody walking around.
Like they just don't care.
Like they just don't care.
You know. A message y'all need to realize. My God is a God you need to recognize. If you just look at the weather, you can't see the sign. Earthquake, hurricane, one behind the other. Can't you see? It's just a sign, my sisters and brothers. Destruction. We're losing our babies to drugs and alcohol. We need to go back to the Word of God and see what the Word has to say. All the Word is going to tell you, my sisters and brothers, we need to get on our knees and pray, because
time
is winding.
Y'all can't take life too lightly, because time is long up. And if you need to, you can call him up.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. 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 After that, I need just a little more Jesus. Erica Campbell. I just want to thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me.
Slipping away, calling me down. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. You know, Lord, you can do it. Just do it for me.
Do it for me. feel a praise break. I said I feel a praise break. I said I feel a praise break. Because I ain't got no doubt in my mind that he can do it.
Amen. Amen. Now we just need you, Lord, help me to hold out till my change comes.
I need you right now. The help below. I can't.
time to stop talking and get things done. Black people, we are number one when it comes to pretty much everything. We bring the world culture, education, and growth. We are promoting and supporting each other now. When the opportunity comes to put our money where our mouth is, we are filling our pockets up now with money and ownership. But we wouldn't dare fuss or fight the powers that be. Instead, we take it out on individuals who look like you and me. The only way we can rise again is if we begin to give back to our communities. And shopping at doitallinthemall.com is just one way to help us succeed. Black people, things can be accomplished if we choose to uplift and stop tearing each other down. No more excuses. Buy black. Right now. Right now. Right now.